106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with more tickets for you to go to Las Vegas to see No Doubt on the way on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon on the show today. We have People Are Dumb. We have another exciting episode of What's Up with Florida. We have the 420 catch of the day. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets to see Youngblood sold out at the Greek, May 22nd. So that's coming up, along with more chances for you to win tickets to see No Doubt in Las Vegas. Where do you hide your fentanyl? In your vagina, of course. What's up with Florida? On the way on the World Famous Kick. If I told you a woman had some kind of drugs in her vagina, what state would you guess she would be from? That's right. What's Up with Florida is coming up next on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Naked Florida woman tased after destroying Outback Steakhouse. An Ocala woman was charged with aggravated battery after being found naked and erratically throwing alcohol bottles all over the place in the Outback Steakhouse. When police officers responded to the Outback Steakhouse, they found 53-year-old Tina Kindred, quote, acting out of control. She was topless and banging on tables and banging on the window and flipping over tables. And at one point, she had tried to break into a customer's car. When she noticed the officer, she threw back her arm with a bottle of liquor in her hands and threw it at the officer, which he was easily able to dodge it. And then she threw a couple of other bottles at the cops and was in trouble for doing that. They told her to get on the ground. She didn't. They tased her. She got on the ground. When police asked her why that Outback Steakhouse, she said because she felt the owner was dishonest. And she was not going to put up with that. Turns out, surprise, surprise, they had denied her service because she was high or drunk or something. When Kindred was transported to Advent Health, this is what the weirdest part of the story. The medical staff discovered that she had a fentanyl patch on her vagina.
What are you talking about?
A fentanyl patch on her vagina.
What?
A fentanyl patch on her vagina.
What about the butt?
Nope, just the vagina.
What?
Fentanyl vagina. This just in, fentanyl vagina playing the troop. This tooth got an update on ankle-biting mosquitoes. They are on their way to your ankles. Details coming up next on K-Rock. It's that time of year when you start getting your ankles bitten by mosquitoes.
Right as mosquito season kicks in, a new method of mosquito control is creating a buzz in San Bernardino and LA counties.
Yeah. They're actually pouring thousands of sterile mosquitoes out into the open so that they don't multiply.
A public health expert we spoke with tonight tells us this is the first time they've seen a reduction in this invasive mosquito population since it was first detected here in Southern California a decade ago.
First reduction in 10 years.
Unleashing containers full of sterilized mosquitoes into Inland Empire and LA County neighborhoods to cut down on the dreaded 80s ankle biters.
Please don't call them ankle biters. Do not call these mosquitoes ankle biters.
Nobody likes to get bit by a mosquito, you know?
Yeah, I know, right?
And haven't seen any mosquitoes at all this year so far. So knock on wood that it stays that way.
It's surely shaping up that way. The ankle biter population has reportedly dropped by 44%.
Every time they say ankle biters, I think of one of the worst movies that has ever been made. And it is about little people vampires. And the name of the movie is Ankle Biters.
Yes, it's very exciting. People will stop us and tell us, oh, thank you. This year is much better.
I don't have any idea what you're saying. All I can think about is Ankle Biters, the movie.
Dr. Solomon Burhani is the scientific director for the West Valley Mosquito and Vector Control District.
Does he know about Ankle Biters, the movie?
3 feet tall. 2-inch fangs.
3 feet tall, 2-inch fangs.
After our papers went out, I have seen some agencies being interested.
Fine, but have you seen Ankle Biters, the movie?
3 feet tall. 2-inch fangs. And an undying thirst for blood.
But scaling targeted programs like...
I'm sorry, I can't concentrate anymore. Let's talk about Ankle Biters, the movie. They're 3 feet tall, and they have 2-inch fangs. And they're vampires, and they bite your ankles. You know the song. 3 feet tall, 2-inch fangs. 3 feet tall, 2-inch fangs.
3 feet tall, 2-inch fangs.
You can probably find that on YouTube.
Reporting in Rancho Cucamonga, Nicole Comstock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A dog shot a man. If you believe the man.
I know what happened. I just know somebody got shot.
It's a weird story with an impossible explanation.
A disturbing scene for this person who didn't want to be identified.
First the police pulled up, and then the fire truck, then the ambulance.
When all those sirens show up and stop near your house, it's always frightening.
According to police, a man and woman at this address were lying in bed, relaxing and talking.
All right, man and a woman in bed just relaxing and having a conversation. You'll never believe what his dog did.
When the man's dog jumped on the bed, got its paw stuck in the trigger guard of a weapon.
I'm sorry, so there's a man and a woman and a weapon in bed, and the dog jumped on top of the weapon.
And ended up hitting the trigger.
What are the chances of that?
The weapon discharged, around grazing the top left thigh of the 39-year-old man.
The dog shot the man. What are the chances of that?
Monday, family and friends came by but did not want to appear on camera and were still processing what happened.
Zero people in this story want to be on camera. Zero.
There was a freak incident and the dog jumped up and caused the gun to discharge.
You're sticking with that story. The dog jumped up and somehow got his paw caught on the trigger and pulled the trigger in the gun. Shot the man.
A friend of the victim told me the dog involved is a pit bull about a year old named Oreo.
Couldn't love pit bulls more. They're so sweet.
Yeah, he's really friendly. He is a pit bull, but he's a very friendly pit bull.
So you're saying that the pit bull, who has a bad reputation as being mean, didn't try to jump on the bed and pull the trigger of the gun because he's nice?
This is really odd, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, I don't have any more questions. This is weird, right?
Is your friend going to be okay?
Yes, he's fine. He's fine.
He's fine. Get the camera out of my face.
The victim was taken to Regional 1. When police asked for the weapon, the victim told them...
The victim told them that he had to go inside and get the gun? Or that he already put it in his safe?
The woman left the house and took the weapon with her.
Say what?
Police did recover one shell casing. I was told Oreo is at home, but I was not allowed to take his picture.
It's a shame. That picture of that dog would have really helped. You're doing good work.
Oh, that's such a big lie.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day. On the way every day at this time, Megan Holliday joins me for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, despite the TSA's best efforts to prevent travelers from smuggling bizarre items in their carry-on luggage, there will always be people who think they are immune to the rules. The TSA has revealed the wildest items they confiscated in 2025. So here we go. A handgun in a guitar case, a BB gun in the lining of a suitcase, throwing stars, a stun gun flashlight, which looks exactly like a real flashlight. It was crazy.
Interesting.
A knife inside of a belt buckle. A comb knife. Comb knife.
A comb knife?
Yes, yes. I felt like that was very old school.
That's pretty cool.
Pills and a paper towel inside of a shoe. And a children's switchboard toy that was mistaken for an IED. So I bet that was a really... I bet they evacuated the entire airport for that one. So although I do appreciate the creativity, what the hell are people doing? Number two, students at a Texas college were stunned after a female student recently arrested for a DWI charge, showed up to campus driving a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep. The student lost access to her vehicle following the arrest and decided to improvise in the most unhinged way possible. One student said she pulled into the parking lot like it was totally normal, parked the Barbie Jeep in between two cars, got out, and walked to class. Campus police were aware of the situation but could not determine if the toy vehicle actually violated any traffic laws. Social media reactions exploded almost instantly. Some praised the move as legendary problem solving. Others called it reckless, embarrassing, or proof that consequences mean nothing anymore. Kevin, where do you stand on this?
Love it.
Love it. I knew you would. I knew you would.
Not the driving part while drunk.
Yeah, but...
But the toy car, yeah, love.
Absolutely.
I
absolutely.
Do love
it's
that.
Hilarious. There's photos. And it's so funny. Okay, number three. A man was left fighting for his life after his stomach was ruptured by a liquid nitrogen cocktail served by a celebrity chef during a corporate party. The event featured theatrical cocktails chilled with liquid nitrogen, a substance commonly used in professional kitchens but extremely dangerous if consumed before it fully evaporates. The chef used liquid nitrogen to rapidly cool the drinks while creating a dramatic fog like effect, and the 38-year-old guest was encouraged to drink the cocktail immediately. The viral video shows him taking a sip from the glass before instantly recoiling, and then there's all this nitrogen vapor coming out of his mouth
He
was vaping, you know? And then moments later, he collapsed. Witnesses said guests were never warned about the risks of consuming liquid nitrogen or instructed to wait for it to fully evaporate, and doctors later determined that the liquid nitrogen rapidly expanded inside of his body, causing his stomach to rupture. He was rushed into emergency, and he's now reported to be recovering. So, but that was just insane.
Wow.
I've seen those drinks when they serve those up. And
I got to say, I love liquid nitrogen.
Well, just make sure
it
fully evaporates. Yeah. That was three things of four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a brand new song from Young the Giant. It is called Evergreen, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Love that song. Brand new from Young the Giant, Evergreen. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. All right, but that was only one. That was only one song, by No Doubt. So world famous K-Rock, you're listening for a block from No Doubt to win tickets to see them in Las Vegas at the Sphere from K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
In the afternoon, and our topic is crazy customers based on a Florida story. Of course.
So, yes, a woman in Florida, she resorts to attempted vehicular homicide after not getting the deal that she wanted on a BMW. So when things don't go her way, she zooms into the entrance of the dealership and she aims to hit the employee who did not give her the deal.
Tell us about crazy customers.
Okay, so I work at a smoke shop, and this actually happened a few months ago. It's not in the nicest area, so we get a lot of tweakers heading around here. And there's ones that are like kind of regulars that hang around, and my smoke shop is right next to a Hilton. Anyways, this guy, I don't know what he was doing, but he just started burning a bunch of stuff out in the lot, and I guess he was doing it for a few hours, because all of a sudden I come outside and the Hilton's on fire.
Oh,
what?
The entire Hilton's on fire, and then cops start showing up and fire department starts showing up. I'm looking around, and I'm talking to the cops, and I guess they're looking for this guy. An hour later, I go out to take the trash, and he's sitting behind my smoke shop, still burning whatever he's burning. And I start talking to him, and he's just holding this little black blob of goop, and he keeps talking about how he's going to be a billionaire because he's making radium.
He's making radium.
Yep, exactly.
Wow.
Is he really making radium, or in his mind is he making radium?
Well, I hope he wasn't, because I got kind of close to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to die soon if he was.
Yeah, we'll see in about 10 years what happens to me.
K-Rock, hello. You have a crazy customer story?
Hello, I got the craziest customer story.
All right, let's hear it.
Frank Sinatra. I was a bartender, and it was a party for Stevie Nicks Gourmet. I got him a bottle of Jack Daniels, bottle Absolute. I'm walking by with a tray full of glasses, and Frank Sinatra goes, "Hey, kid, I'll give you $200, drop the glasses everywhere." I said, "No, I can't do it," and I walked off. The owner came up to me later and goes, "Did you just say no to Frank Sinatra?" I said, "Yeah, I don't want to look like the fool in front of all these people." She goes, "That was $20 worth of glasses." So I go back later. He stops me again. He goes, "Kid, I like you. Now go get me a fucking tissue."
I am so perplexed by this.
What in the hell are you talking about? So your crazy customer was Frank Sinatra.
You got it. Frank Sinatra.
Where was this?
This is at Monroe's restaurant. It is now the Sunset in Malibu.
And the crazy customer was the Frank Sinatra.
Was the Frank Sinatra, yes, sir.
And you told him no.
I told him no, and the owner freaked out because nobody tells him no.
That is so weird.
And then he says he likes you, and what about the tissue?
No, he goes, kid, he stopped me again and goes, kid, I like you. Now give me a fucking tissue.
Oh, my God.
For what? What was he asking for?
Well, no, originally he stopped me to drop the tray full of glasses in front of this whole party of, like, the Rat Pack, CBD, Gourmet, all these people dancing and singing around the piano, and he wanted me to look like the jackass in front of everybody.
I feel like we're playing Mad Libs.
What was the tissue for? I feel dumb.
What is the tissue? He just wanted a tissue.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right, your story is strange, and I love it. What the hell is going on with that guy?
Oh, my God.
I was not expecting a call about Frank Sinatra today.
No, that made my day.
You are listening for A Block by No Doubt. When you hear that, be caller 20 when the second song starts, and you'll win tickets to see them at the Sphere from K-Rock.